the early look at the Browns film, how different does their pass rush look when Myles Garrett's on the field?
I mean, they're capable either way. You know, they got guys that can put pressure on the passer, but he's obviously pretty unique. He's got power, speed. He's certainly the real deal.
Power and speed might be how you describe most players when I ask you to describe one, though. So what is unique about Garrett? Is it just a different level of power and speed?
Yeah, I mean, he just can generate so much force, and he's quick. You know, he's unusual.
As a run defense team up among the league leaders.
You said, why are they?
Yeah, when you watch them on film, what maybe stands out about that aspect of their defense? Why are they up among the league leaders?
They're aggressive, the downhill. A lot of times you may get some run stunts and things of that nature, but they come after you pretty good. But they also have good players up front. You know, Shelton's having a great year. I mean, he can clog up that middle and does a pretty good job in there. So, and the rest of the guys, linebacking core triggers quickly. You know, anytime there's a run action. And they got guys on the perimeter that can tackle.
What is your name for the turkey hole?
I'm not sure what you're
referring
to.
Gruden went into a pretty long explanation on Monday Night Football, apparently, in a zone defense, the area behind the cornerback and in front of the safety.
Kind of a soft spot.
Mm-hmm. It's a little more boring, to be honest.
I like to keep it that way.
Marvin has had some pretty incredible touchdown catches the past couple of years, and you know, close to the spaces. Just curious if any of his touchdown catches stand out to you as particularly good or difficult.
Are you referring to Kyle? You referring to Marvin? Marvin? He's getting better all the time, and. You know, I don't recall any that jumps out any more than the other. I mean, obviously, the one he had the other night was pretty spectacular. You know, there's a couple of really good ones, but I just like to see him continue to do so.
Piggyback off that a little bit. I think only T.Y. Hilton and Antonio Brown have more 25-yard-plus catches than Mark.
I got a catch for you. Washington last year. Big one down the middle. Josh Norman laid out. That's probably the one. Yes.
Just in terms of those deep balls from Marvin, those 25-yard-plus plays, how important are those, and what's that meant to the offense, maybe just in terms of opening things up for other guys, other aspects of the offense? You're hitting on more of those lately, it seems, and it seems like that's opening things up. Is that a correct assessment?
I would say it's accurate, but, you know, one of the things that if you take a look at scoring in particular in this league, that it's hard to score touchdowns without a 20-yard-plus gain during the course of a drive. So you're always looking for those because they change the field position, but then they also get you in position to score. But typically you don't see very often do you see just marches down the field that are incrementally done with 5 and 6 and 7, 8-yard catches. There's usually a big one in there somewhere. So that's always good for you.
Jim, you were around Ray Lewis, obviously, when you were in Baltimore. And some good players over. I'm curious which players have given the best pregame speeches in your years, and what sort of makes a great pregame speech in that regard?
I got a couple of funny ones, but I'm not going to go into those. First of all, there's not very many players that actually speak prior to the ball game. Ray was unusual because he gave one every game, and obviously he was outstanding. And it was kind of something that was going on there long before I got there. And I never heard one of his pregame speeches except for one he gave in the team meeting, because I was in the press box. So as soon as we came in, I'm upstairs in the pregame. Usually he said something just prior to them going out taking the field. So I wasn't privy to them, but I do know one thing. You know, they certainly had an effect on our team. At Indy, you know, players didn't give pregame talks. Players don't give pregame talks here. They may talk at a certain setting or something, and maybe in a team meeting and that kind of thing. But so I haven't heard many. I haven't, even through the years, can't tell you. You know, I can tell you that some players have said some things. They huddle together as they get together out there on the field. You see that. But in terms of pregame talk.
How about those then? I don't know if you're probably not in a lot of those when the players are sort of,
I'm not.
And breaking it down.
Yeah, you guys could probably tell me more so than because there's usually a camera and a microphone in there somewhere, you know, and I haven't listened to them, to be honest with you.
The problem is, Jim, in the short yardage situation, is that more scheme or execution or both?
I'm assuming you're talking about red zone?
First and goal, like goal to go stuff.
Yeah, I just think we got to keep working at it. And that's all the devil boils down to, is execution. We got a little bit better. We got it in a few times. Didn't get it in enough times. We just keep working at it, you know. That's the part of this league. I mean, you got to continue just to get better. There's always going to be something that you're not good at, you're deficient at. Very rarely do you find a team that has it all covered, that's doing everything well. You're going to be able to pick out some negative about, I don't care how well a team is playing, you're going to find some negative. That's the way football is. You're not going to be perfect. So the things that where your weaknesses lie, you just got to keep working at it. You got to keep working and trying to get better, and that's what we'll keep doing.
What are your impressions of Jabril Peppers back there in their secondary and the kind of impact he could have on the game potentially?
Yeah, he's obviously a guy that's multi-talented. He can run and hit. He's explosive in terms of a contact player. He's very athletic, and obviously he can turn a game around with a punt return or two as well. He's got power in his return. He's not necessarily going to juke you, but he can run through shoulders and those kinds of things. But he can make you miss. But, he's just got a feel and an awareness that's uncommon. So he's a very, very good player. Game changer.
What made you guys continually go with Dwayne over Zach and Taylor? Why do you continue to go with Dwayne?
I don't go through specifics about everything that we think. I mean, I don't think it's necessary. But nevertheless, all we want to do is just try to get better at what we're doing. We're not quite where we should be yet.
Are there things that Zach and Tion aren't being able to give you or aren't? All
those guys are capable guys.
You stood behind Dwayne as your goal line back last week, but went more to Theo and Amir versus Green Bay. Why that switch, I guess?
Every game's different. Every game's a little bit different. That's the best I guess to tell you.
Over 21 times, 17 interceptions. Is that, a sign of a rookie quarterback or a young quarterback play?
Not necessarily. It's just one of those things that, we don't dwell on that part of it. We look at what a team's going to do against us. That's what counts. What they've done previously doesn't matter. In that regard, because at any point in time, just like with us, I mean, one week we had an unbelievable number of them. Next week we, have few. And that's where we'd like to keep it. So we try to focus more so on how to get them stopped, what we need to do to move the ball against them, those kinds of things, and not necessarily thinking that a pattern of behavior or pattern of play is going to continue when we face them, because that's not always the case.
Well, given the way their defense is playing, how important is it to sustain, forcing them to turn the ball over in this particular contest?
Yeah, one of our primary goals is always to come out of a game, obviously, and winning the turnover battle, and that's key for us.
Jim, on a lighter note, Monday night you wore an NFL sweatshirt as opposed to Lions. Was there something wasn't packed appropriately, or wardrobe malfunction?
I had no idea that it was, that there were certain fashion codes or something that we're supposed to live up to. I've heard a little bit about it, but I think I was in compliance, I believe, with the league and that whole bit, but I never even paid any attention to it till actually you guys weren't the first one to mention it. So my daughter actually mentioned it first. She told my wife, and as soon as I got in the locker room, I called my wife on the phone and check on her, and she told me that Natalie had some comments about what I was wearing. So I'm like, hey, what are you talking about? So until then, I didn't even notice that it didn't have a logo on it. I mean, we have packed what we have packed, and I wear what I think will keep me warm in that particular case. So that's what we did.
Jim,
nothing more to it than that. I'm hoping I don't receive a fine from the media or something.
Jim, you've
the fashion critics.
You've gone through a rough start here in a certain season. You've gone through a rough season in Indianapolis. Do you empathize with what Hugh has gone through over the season and a half?
I think you guys have a opportunity to talk to those guys in terms of asking questions of the opponent. I think that's probably the best way for you to find out in that regard. I don't want to talk about that as if I know exactly what's going on, because everything is different. Okay, it's all different, completely different, and I'm not going to respond to that. Ask Hugh. He can tell you. He can give you a pretty good sense of it. I'm more concerned about us right now. That's my key.
Yeah. Squeeze in a fashion follow-up.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys knocked the black out of the color scheme this week, but coaches seem to really enjoy their black attire still.
Do we have a number of coaches in black or something?
Yeah, it seems that way. You certainly. I mean, I can't see your legs right now, but head to toe probably.
Oh, that's what I always. That hasn't changed. I mean, you act like this is something new.
No push to the all blue. Maybe a color rush coach uniform.
I don't, blue pants, maybe.
Makes me look a little heavier.